From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Floodwaters from the Mississippi River are spreading over low-lying areas in and around Memphis, Tennessee, where the river is at its highest level now in nearly 75 years. Work crews have been piling sandbags to protect vulnerable areas. The city's levees appear to be holding so far, but hundreds of homes, especially in outlying areas, are at risk. Memphis resident Jermaine Butler says the rain-swollen river is a sight to behold.
It's just unusual, you know, to see the water done get this high, to be out here and just to be a part of history, to come down and see it.
Eleanor Boudreau of member station WKNO says people in the Memphis area are taking the flooding in stride.
These are people who live along the Mississippi, and a lot of people have lived here for a really long time. So, you know, I've talked to people who have lost their homes, their mobile homes, and as devastating as that is, there is a sense of this is what it means to live along the Mississippi. This is nature, this is water, and you can't fight it. There's nothing you can do about it. You just have to wait out floods like this.
Eleanor Boudreau in Memphis. House Speaker John Boehner says GOP lawmakers in the House will not support raising the nation's debt ceiling unless President Obama agrees to cut spending by more than $2 trillion. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports Boehner made the remarks in a speech last evening to the Economic Club of New York.
How significant?
We should be talking about cuts in trillions.
The U.S. is rapidly running up debt that will exceed the current $14 trillion debt limit. If that number is not raised, the U.S. goes into default. That would roil markets domestically and abroad. Even Boehner, in his speech at the Economic Club of New York, admitted that allowing a default would be irresponsible.
But it would be more irresponsible to raise the debt limit without simultaneously taking dramatic steps to reduce spending.
Including, he said, on Medicare. Any program reform was on the table, Boehner said, except for raising taxes. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The United Nations humanitarian chief Valerie Amos is calling for a pause in the fighting in Libya to allow food, water, and medicine to be delivered to people in desperate need of such supplies.
Widespread shortages are paralyzing the country in ways in which will impact gravely on the general population in the months ahead, particularly the poorest and the most vulnerable.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro says this has been a good day for rebels in Libya.
Especially in the city of Misrata, where they have managed to break through a key front line and move out of the city into other Gaddafi-held territories, which is a significant success. But they could be pushed back. It's very difficult to know overall how the rebels are really faring and in what state Gaddafi's capabilities are. But certainly what we're hearing here in the rebel capital of Benghazi is a renewed sense of hope and ebullience that indeed the end of Gaddafi may be near.
This is NPR. President Obama travels to El Paso, Texas today to renew his call for overhauling the nation's immigration laws. The White House says Mr. Obama wants to boost public support for immigration reform, but legislation was killed in the last Congress, and there's little chance congressional Republicans will sign off on a measure to provide a pathway to citizenship for the nation's estimated 11 million illegal immigrants. Authorities in Arizona say they found a 250-foot-long unfinished smuggling tunnel underneath the U.S.-Mexican border that has electricity, water pumps, and ventilation. Chief Border Patrol Agent Randy Hill says the tunnel is more sophisticated than others recently found because it was chiseled out of solid rock and included installed lighting. Ivory Coast disgraced former leader is facing possible prosecution over his role in deadly violence after last year's disputed election there. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports he's also the target of an investigation into allegations of money laundering.
At the request of President Alassane Ouattara's new government, prosecutors in Switzerland say they've begun investigating a complaint lodged against former Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo, his wife Simone, and close associates. The Swiss authorities announced last week they'd frozen millions of dollars worth of assets linked to Gbagbo. Ivory Coast must prove criminal gain if it hopes to reclaim the assets. Gbagbo and his wife face preliminary questioning by the Ivorian state prosecutor over the weekend. He's investigating their alleged involvement in the bloody and protracted presidential power struggle after Gbagbo refused to accept electoral defeat. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.